KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Metro police are monitoring an anti-crime march by hundreds of residents from Amuati in the north of Durban. Community members took to the streets this morning. They're demanding KZN's Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi personally come to the area to address them. They're calling for urgent intervention to tackle what they say are rising crime levels in the township. The protest action comes days after residents blocked off access to the area after three people were gunned down in their home on Saturday. During that protest, though, there was another shooting and two people were killed. Voice Isunguza spokesperson for Metro Police.
People are protesting this in March. It started from Amaoti. Now it's at Ferelem and it's going all over the road. But police officers, both SAPS and Metro Police, are monitoring the situation. Everything is under control. It's just that the only minimum disruption is that when they are marching on the road is unable to do its function.
Reaction Unit's Prem Balram says they began monitoring the situation after being alerted by concerned members in Verulam.
So Reaction Unit Saratka received multiple calls a short while ago at approximately 8 a.m. of several hundred protesters on the Jabu and Ogobo Road. According to the residents in the area, the protesters were walking towards the Verulam CBD. In the current situation, the protesters have turned into Zwelisha. That's approximately 4 to 5 kilometers from the Verulam CBD. So reaction officers, law enforcement officers from the South African Police Services and the Metropolitan Police are currently monitoring the situation.
In Gauteng, two armed suspects have been killed and several others wounded during a shootout with police in Lenasia, south of Johannesburg. The suspects are wanted for multiple ATM bombings and serious crimes across Gauteng and neighbouring provinces were confronted by law enforcement. The police's Nonkululeko Pokane says the area remains an active crime scene.
At the scene, a shootout ensued and one suspect is deceased. Four are arrested, two others are hospitalized, and five others are still on the run. And police are head over heels chasing after these criminals that have been sought for various other ATM bombings in Gauteng and other nearby provinces.
Now, in international news, a case into whether a mining giant should be held legally responsible for one of Brazil's worst environmental disasters is about to wrap up in London. In 2015, a dam collapsed in southeastern Brazil, killing 19 people. During the incident, thick, toxic mud blanketed villages, the rainforest and rivers. The tailings dam at an iron ore mine was managed by a group co-owned by Australia's BHP. The London High Court has been hearing evidence from the company and claimants. Should it rule that BHP is liable, another trial will be held to determine the amount of compensation. And the launch of a rocket to bring to Earth two stranded astronauts has been delayed. NASA's Sunny Williams and Butch Wilmore expected to spend 8 days on the International Space Station last year, but rocket problems mean they've now been there for 9 months. They've been helping ongoing missions with maintenance and experiments. Last night, the launch of a mission to replace the team was postponed because of a technical issue. A recap of our lead story this hour. Metro Police are monitoring an anti-crime march by hundreds of residents from Amuati in the north of Durban. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.